morning, everyone, and welcome to the Con Edison Westchester Scholastic Athlete of the Week. I'm Frankenberry, and this is where we talk to local student athletes as they're recognized on a weekly basis for their excellence, both in the classroom and in their respective sports, but also for their contributions to their school and their community. And welcome to our latest winner, senior three-sport star, just beginning the lacrosse season at Hendrick Hudson High School, Alexa Lexi Robinson. Good morning, Alexi.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Hey, no, thank you for winning. Holy cow, I was looking at your nomination letter, and I know I mentioned this earlier, but all the things you do and all the sports you play, I just wanted to take a nap because I was tired. And we've also got with us, we've got your coach, Coach Porter. Hi, Coach.
Morning.
All right. So big congrats, obviously, on receiving this award, Lexi. Well-deserved. But also, I see that you received the award for the New York State Athletic Administrator's Female Scholar Athlete winner. Now, that's impressive.
Yes.
That is a statewide award. And now you're in the running for the national version of it. I'm assuming 50 folks are going to be involved in that.
Yes, I believe so.
Okay. So that's quite a feather in your cap. Very well done.
Thank you. So
you've got a couple of these awards now, you know, under your belt when it comes to academics and sports. But I also noted at the beginning of your nomination letter, when it comes to you and your play on the field, that you're lauded throughout the letter for your defensive prowess. And that's your thing. You know, it's not say the flashy point scoring or the goals and that kind of stuff, but it's you with the defense. And just as an example, you opened the season against, what was, you know, referred to as a powerful Tappan Zee team. I'm assuming they're at the top of the standings every year, with an impressive 13-2 win. And it said in the letter that you pretty much controlled the defense, you know, yourself, that it was all you. So what was it like to start the season that way, especially, you know, on the defensive side of things? And I'm sure the freshman goalie was really thankful that you were out there with her.
Yeah, I think it's a big change going from obviously having an amazing goalie last year to having now a new freshman goalie. And our defense really has to step up and show them what, like, how important defense is. And I've always kind of lived by that defense win games. And so being a part of defense, I really want to like talk it up back there and make sure everything's tight, because I feel like as a senior and as the captain, it's like my role and responsibility to make sure we got it set.
And you know, and I'm with you there, because defense does win games. I mean, I remember when I was playing baseball in high school, you know, I always liked getting out onto the field and playing defense better than I did, you know, getting up to the plate. Now, it could have been that I wasn't a very good hitter, but also I did love playing out in the field, and I did know that defense indeed does win games. Now, let me ask you, though, because I also notice here in one of the other sports, soccer, you're all league, all section, you're a team MVP and best defensive player. What is it about you? What is it about defense? You know, whereas it might be, you know, for, you know, 90% of those out there want to be on the offensive side of things and getting the flashy points. But for you, you prefer defense, and not just in lacrosse, but the other sports, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, offense is always like fun, like getting the goals and stuff is always exciting. But I've never chased stats, and I always just found it was important to, like, I don't know, I just have a defensive mindset, and I've played in all my sports. Like in basketball, I'm definitely more of a defensive mindset too. Like I'm not going trying to score and taking the ball. Like I feel it's very rewarding also making, like, having my teammates score and like seeing that, your excitement. Like I'm not looking for that. Playing defense gives me just as much reward.
No, and obviously you're doing it well, so it's quite the reward. And you folks have started off the season very well. You're 4-1 now. Now where did you all finish in lacrosse last season?
I believe we lost in semifinals.
Okay, so so you've you know, done very well when it comes to heading to. I mean, you made it to the finals in what, basketball last year too, right?
Yes.
I don't know if I shouldn't bring up possibly a sore subject that you weren't able to win that last game. My apologies. But it is one of the three sports. You know, you're basketball, you are soccer, you're lacrosse at the moment, and impressively, you are team captain for all three teams. Now, pretty much everybody that wins this award is the captain of their respective squads. You know, it's their play on the field, you know, dictates that, and players follow that example. But what is it like to be the captain, to have that? And it's not just, again, with that play on, you know, to lead by example, but also that leadership role. Do you feel any pressure in that?
I feel a little bit of pressure, but I honestly take it as like a position that I need to fill, because I like being captain and welcoming all the new people. Like I was a freshman when we won sectionals for lacrosse. So I was like, those captains welcomed me in so much, and like it made me feel comfortable, and it definitely helped me succeed that year. And so I just want to do the same for like the young people. And we have a pretty young team this year, and we only have 3 seniors, so the rest of them are pretty young. We have a very big junior class this year, but I just want to make sure that everyone feels comfortable on this team, and we are like a family in the end. And I like to like make everyone feel like they have a place on the team.
And that's great. And that's, you know, that usually leads me to my next question, which you've pretty much answered here is, you know, what is it that you learned when you were a younger player from your captains at the time that you're now able to impart upon these younger players? I mean, is there anything else that you learned from your captains that you're able to pay forward to these younger ones?
Honestly, my freshman year was like a great experience winning sectionals. I wasn't expecting to come in and do that. I also wasn't expecting to come in and play. But I just think as younger, it doesn't matter about age. Like if you come in here and work like your butt off on the field, like hard work does pay off and you'll see that in the end.
And are there any players right now who have shown some improvement that you're particularly proud of? Any younger players that you're saying to yourself, wow, maybe I even had a hand in that and making them feel comfortable and play a little bit better?
I think our goalie, Mia, we definitely have a strong connection because we're like right next to each other the entire game. And she hasn't been playing goalie for a lot of her life. She usually plays like attack, which I had no clue until she told me. but she stepped up and she's come in here and held down the goal. And I think she's just going to improve from here on.
And you're pretty much, you know, all league, all section, you know, across the board, three sports, captain of the team. And have any schools now come and knocking? Anything you're looking forward to in the fall?
I'm actually going to the University of Michigan.
Are you? Okay, fantastic.
Yeah, I've committed and I'll probably be playing club soccer there. And I'll definitely do intramural, like basketball and lacrosse, like I can't give up sports.
Oh, no, I'm sure not. And this has come up before when I talk to multi-sport athletes and coaches seem to agree that there's an advantage to being a multi-sport athlete in what it is that you can take from, say, in your case, two other disciplines to apply to the one you're currently involved in. And coach, I'll ask you the same question. But what do you think about that, Lexi, as opposed to, say, somebody who might just be a single sports star?
I think playing all three sports gives me a huge advantage. Like, playing soccer, like making sure that you're pushing them to the out of bounds, like instead of giving them the middle, is like the same concept in lacrosse. Like I want to push them away from the goalie and not give them the like the high way, like straight to cage. Basketball too, like the feet movement is like the same as you would in lacrosse. And I think just practicing it full year round really helps. And it definitely keeps me more in shape.
Okay. Oh, certainly play year round. Yes. And coach, I direct the same question to you because, you know, I haven't had a coach yet when it comes to multi-sport athletes who doesn't agree that they prefer having a multi-sport athlete on their team for just, you know, what Lexi was just talking about.
Absolutely. And as a multi-sport coach, I'm always advocating for our student athletes to be multi-sport athletes. It really conditions their mind and their body physically to handle different movements on the field. We love in lacrosse, we love soccer players and we love basketball players. Basketball players make great defenders. The concepts are very unique and they're very, very, very identical. Soccer, the hustle, the up and down of the field, the conditioning, they can withstand a lot of running, which makes it a lot better for us come springtime. You know, so even in college coaches are looking for multi-sport athletes. They can handle a lot of pressure differently. They can handle multitasking. They can do a lot of different things. So it makes a better all-around athlete down the road and a student as well.
Okay. And talk to me about Lexi now. You know, before we started recording here, you said you'd been, you know, coached her for quite a long time. What's it been like? And heck, she's going to be heading off soon. How are you going to deal with that?
I don't know if we have enough time in this conversation, but I have been coaching Lexi for a very long time. I was actually just telling her mom recently. We had a conversation at a friend's house at a barbecue one day, and I told her she's going to be a superstar lacrosse player, and I convinced her to play lacrosse and be a part of the team, and she did, and thankfully she did. She's been exceptional. She's such a coachable young lady. She actually played multi-sports with my daughter, who just graduated last year. What was really exciting is watching them playing basketball together because they're both tenacious, hardworking, and they come off the court absolutely exhausted when they were younger, like they just went through 10 rounds of boxing because they put it all on the court and they leave everything out there. And she's that type of player, that type of athlete. And so it's been a pleasure of mine to coach her through the youth and all the way up to the varsity level. This being my first year as the head coach of the varsity team, I was involved in a program in different capacities as a JV coach and modified coach in the past. I have the pleasure of coaching Lexi in her final season at Hendrick Hudson as the head coach. And it's kind of special to me because I've been there since the beginning with her. So I'm really looking forward to this year and what she's going to accomplish. And we've been successful thus far. She takes a great leadership role with a young goalie in the cage and a couple new pieces in our defense. Lexi has that experience and that wherewithal to command the defense. And I think overall, the kids respect her, which is a huge component. They hold her very high. They respect her on a very high level. So it's easy for her to organize and keep the defense kind of calm and ready to go. each game.
That's great. And then obviously you all are off to a good start. And I'm Frankenberry, and you're listening to 100.7 WHUD and Con Edison's Westchester Scholastic Athlete of the Week. I'm speaking with Hendrick Hudson High School's three sports star, Lexi Anderson. So now with Lexi, this award also comes to the academic side of things. And I see you've pretty much got that in hand. High honor roll every quarter you've been at school. You've got almost 100 average, a bunch of AP courses. You have three honor societies as well. The Samuel H. Topper Chemistry Scholarship, which is awarded to the top chemistry student in Northern Westchester. You also have a pre-calc award, top marketing student award. So with all your classwork and all this, what is it that strikes your fancy? What is the class that you look forward to the most?
Probably Calculus BC. I love Mr. Tulo, and he just makes math like so exciting. I'm definitely more of a math like mindset, like math and science are my type of classes. So I really love math with him.
Okay. And then a question I ask everybody, is there any class that you've taken recently, or maybe something you're taking now, that has surprised you, a class that you did not expect to like maybe as much as you do?
I've taken like marketing classes, which I didn't expect to really be interested in. So I think it made my mindset like more of a business mindset, which I think is also important going into like college and figuring out what I want to do. So I would definitely say marketing.
All right. And you were selected to a National Youth Leadership Forum for Business Innovations in 2023. So what all did you do there?
I just got selected. I didn't actually go.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll just take that feather in the cap. We'll put that on the resume. That's all. and within the school there, you're the co-president of Sailor Supporting Sailors Club to support mental health. Also, and I love this, by the way, because this is possibly the coolest job title ever for Guiding Eyes for the Blind. You're a puppy socializer.
Yeah.
Now, that is top of the resume stuff right there. Forget all the other accomplishments. I got puppy socializer. that's right. In my portfolio, that's right here. A Hendrick Hudson peer leader, which now I'm sure that can be very rewarding, especially helping some of the younger kids navigate the early days of high school.
Definitely. Yeah. It's kind of like being a captain on like my sports. Like it carries over from school to sports. And we usually go down to like elementary schools and just like play with them, hang out with them. If they have any like questions, like a lot of these kids are really nervous for high school too. And these freshmen coming in, we do like an ice cream social for freshmen every year. And just to like give them tours around the school, make them feel comfortable before their first day.
And that's great. And that's great. And ice cream always works. Ice cream works in pretty much every situation, every situation. And you're the vice president of Health Occupations Students of America. What exactly is this?
I did that for my first 2 years of high school when I thought I would. I took biomed, which is biomedical like sciences. So if you wanted to go into like healthcare or something like that. And I thought that's what I was interested in the beginning. I was thinking about becoming a veterinarian in my first couple of years. I think that's every like, child's dream to become a vet. But it didn't seem to like completely fulfill me or follow my passion. So I stopped doing that.
Okay. Well, hey, look. You also volunteer at Rescued Paws Animal Adoption, so you still got the pet thing in hand, so I think you're good there, or the pet thing in paw, I should say. you're a MathLeads participant, student government event organizer, so you've got a lot going on. And another question I ask everybody is, you all the winners of this award are very, very impressive young people, and you've all got a boatload of stuff going on. What is it that you do, Lexi, to possibly give yourself a little bit of a break, take a breather, something that just helps you relax?
Definitely just relaxing at home, like watching TV, hanging out with my dogs. Obviously, I'm a big animal person, so these guiding eyes are really helpful to relieve some of that stress. They're adorable. Just hanging out with like friends and stuff. I think playing like sports and managing school, the sports is like my relaxing time. Like coming out of school, sports just calms my mind and focuses on something else. And it gets like some of my energy like out and gives me a place to like be myself and be surrounded by like my teammates is amazing every day because they're like my favorite people.
And that's perfectly said, because that is exactly what it's all about. You know, that that teamwork kind of concept. And also what you said about just it lets you be yourself and you're hanging out with folks, you know, that to you are like family. So that's fantastic. Plus, you know that after school, you have the possibility of hanging out with puppies. All right. So even if you, even if you are stressed out and stuff, I got puppies coming. OK, I'll be good. So so, Coach, before we close up shop here, talk to me a little bit more about Lexi and, you know, and her moving forward.
Last year was a big year for Lex. She did a really great job for us, shutting down the top attackers in the section. When it came time for the awards, it's easy to advocate for those who put goals in the net. And, you know, there are a lot of teams in our league who are power teams, and we're in the top league in the section. And when it comes to advocating for defenders, sometimes it seems to be a little tough and people don't really see it, you know, on a stat book or something. So, I had been filling in for the head coach, Rob Malfetta, at the time. And, that was one of our bullets, was to advocate strongly for Lexi and have, some ammunition going into that meeting, which we did. And we were able to advocate for her very easily because she did shut down the best of the best in the section and made it very difficult for them. And we came up with some very big wins, last season. So this season, I expect nonetheless, and I know she's going to do a great job. I know she's going to take care of business on the defensive end for us. She's going to give our goalie, a lot of confidence in, building her up and allow our defense to play freely. And, you know, she's all that. She's all that, what you read, and that might have put you to sleep, but it keeps me intrigued at reading some of the stuff. And I knew most, and I learned some new things along the way, but she's a fantastic young lady, and I think we're going to be in very good hands for the remaining part of the season under her leadership, and hence the reason why she's a captain for our team, and that too is an easy selection. When you read her resume, some of the things that we're looking for is not only being a good lacrosse player, we want you to be a good citizen, we want you to be a great student athlete and excel in the classroom and just be a leader overall. And she checks every box, and she definitely is the best of the best.
Well, that she does. She does check those boxes. And Lexi, it's okay. A lot of folks blush on this show after listening to their coaches. So, and again, you just remember going forward that you are all that. And back in the day, Coach, what would we say? And a bag of chips.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes. Okay. So, well, listen, Lexi, congratulations again on the award. And like Coach said, I'm glad that they advocated for the defensive side of the ball, because that is as well deserved as the offense, because that offense doesn't work. You can score as many goals as you like, but if the defense ain't cutting it, doesn't matter. So
exactly.
Good for you, and congratulations there. And for Lexi Robinson, I'm Frankenberry, and you've been listening to the Con Edison Westchester Scholastic Athlete of the Week. And we'll be back same time next week right here on 100.7 WHUD.